Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, it has been a while since we have done 10-minute podcasts. We call them 10-minute podcasts, where we have people who get to pick the topic, and they get 10 minutes to talk about it. We've done these before live and in person at various Suburbs Fests, but this time we're going to do one virtually here. And we just thought it was a good, like, middle of winter thing to do, you know? Lazy Sunday, right? So
on the weekend when there's no NFL football.
That's right. That's right. So we're here on Zoom, and we have people on Zoom already, and I'm guessing others are going to join. People said they were going to come on, so we'll just keep going until we run out of people.
Cool.
This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan,
and I'm Patrick Foster.
And the first volunteer/victim is Adam Coop from Louisville. Hello, Adam.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Coop.
Thanks for joining. I have the timer here, the official kitchen timer. I'm going to set this thing for 10 minutes. And Adam, you are on the clock.
All right. Well, one thing that I've always enjoyed in the past is when people have called in and talked about concerts they've gone to. So I'd like to start a new segment here on Rockin' the Suburbs called Coop's Concert Corner.
I love it.
All right.
So looking ahead to 2025, I already have tickets to like 13 concerts. It's out of control. So I'll talk through those here at the end. But I kicked everything off this last Friday at Headliners with the Get Up Kids. I don't know if anybody is familiar with the Get Up Kids, but they were like an emo or pop punk band from the late 90s. It's the 25th anniversary of Something to Write Home About, which was like their big breakthrough album. And I really enjoyed, that was a huge album for me 25 years ago, but then I never listened to anything after that. Hmm. So I started, when I saw that they were coming to Headliners, we bought tickets. I did a deep dive on them. And the reason I never listened to them after that album is because after that album, they completely changed their sound. They went more indie rock and maybe a little bit of Americana. And they just kind of shunned their audience.
Hmm.
Pop punk and emo, that emo crowd. But Something to Write Home About, if you haven't heard it, is a great album. From start to finish, absolutely love it. So at the show this last week, I went with Dylan, my son, and then Billy McNeil, friend of the show, Billy McNeil. It was a sold out show at Headliners here in Louisville, which is Bob Peterson's favorite venue here in Louisville. He got to go there for a Bourbon and Beyond after show with Neil Francis and Sierra Farrell, and so I know he's a big fan of that venue. It was, like I said, sold out show. There were two openers, Jupiter Hearts, I've never heard of them, and then another emo band that's been around since the late 90s called Hot Rod Circuit. They were really good too, but what the Get Up Kids did is they played Something to Write Home About from start to finish in its entirety, and then came back out and did four or five more songs as an encore. It was a sing-along. Just the entire crowd, every song, everybody was belting it out. It was just a great show, and I love it when bands do that, when they will take an album and celebrate it by playing it all the way through, and this was exactly what I wanted it to be. It was a great show.
That's awesome.
Are anybody familiar with Dig It Up Kids?
Okay, so a couple things. I'm going to be honest here. That's one of those bands where I know the name and I don't know the music. And I think it probably hit, the way you described it, probably hit at a time for me personally where I was probably wasn't paying as much attention to new music at that time. It was like, you know, around the time that I was like, you know, had young kids and stuff, and they weren't old enough yet to be into emo. So I would have missed it there. I don't know about Patrick's kids, if they were into the Get Up Kids. Maybe they're a little bit older.
Yep.
But
they were.
So you can speak more to it. But I want to ask this question first. Adam, do you like it when you go to a show and they play a full album of songs in order?
Yes, I absolutely love it. Because you know what you're getting, right? I like being surprised by a set list, but if a band is playing an album, especially if it's an album that I love and enjoy, oh yeah, I got to see the Pixies do Doolittle one time. That was incredible. So yeah, I do like knowing. I do like going to a show knowing that a band is going to play that album. Especially if it's an album that I enjoy.
Well, you mentioned it was a big sing-along, so I think that adds to it. Like, people know, everybody knows what the songs are going to hear, so they can prepare. Okay, Patrick, Get Up Kids.
Yeah, definitely, you know, when Coop mentioned that, the cover came to my mind with the two robots sort of sitting next to each other, right, on the front of this album. It was one that my oldest, Sadie, was really into. This album, yeah, definitely, as Coop described, was a key emo moment in kind of what I guess a lot of people call the second wave, right? Depending, like for me, I think of Rites of Spring, you know, from DC in 85 or 86 as being like the first wave of emo. And there was a generation that discovered it maybe 10, 12 years later and began making music based on that. At least that's the way I've always understood it. I was curious, Coop, what was the vintage of the folks in the audience? Was it all like people you think that were right around your age?
It was there. So my son's Dylan is 15. There were kids there with their parents, mm-hmm. but most of the crowds were in their late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you mentioned going there with Dylan, your son is and also Billy. Is he your other child?
Actually, I call him my concert husband. When my wife doesn't want to go, he goes with me. Yes, Billy and I go to quite a few shows together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a list of the other shows you're going to in 2025? All right, let's run this down.
So these are the ones that I have tickets for.
Okay.
Next week, I'm going to Russell Moore and Third Time Out. That's a bluegrass band. My dad asked me to go. My dad exclusively listens to bluegrass. So I'm going with. And then after that's Father John Misty, Neil Francis, Jack White, and Cake. So Neil Francis, Jack White, and Cake, that's in an 11-day run in April. Wow. And then in May, in an 8-day run, I have Bob Mould, Shaky Graves, and Wilco.
Wow.
Then in June, Jet is coming to Louisville, and then Modest Mouse on June 19th. And then right now I've got July, I have Ghost. I'm not sure if anybody's heard of the metal band Ghost. A friend of mine asked, is a huge Ghost fan and was looking for somebody to go, and I've always heard that they're one of those bands that you need to see live, you need to witness. And then the last one, and what could end up being the most interesting concert on my list is in October, the Irish rap group Kneecap. I'm not sure if anybody has heard of them or not.
No.
Very, very cool. So I found out about them a few months ago. They had an album out last year called Fine Art. They are an Irish rap group. They rap in English and language.
Time's up. Keep going. Finish that thought.
So they rap in both English and Irish. And then a friend of mine told me that they have a movie on Netflix. There isn't a movie. We watched it last night. It is it's about their formation. It's not a documentary. It's a proper movie, but they act in it as themselves. And it's very, very, turn the subtitles on, but it's definitely worth watching.
Wow, that's very interesting.
That is very cool.
Okay, thanks, Adam. Now, we have some other folks here on the Zoom. Does anybody want to comment on Get Up Kids or anything else Adam mentioned?
Hey, I'm Tim Hoffman, a friend of the podcast and friend of everyone who's here in this meeting right now. Adam mentioned seeing the Get Up Kids play this the record from beginning to end, and I know there's been some discussion on the website, or we've talked in the past about like that experience of like going to a concert and seeing the band play this album, and I'm a huge fan of that. I've seen tribute bands or like cover bands do like, hey, we're going to do Dookie from beginning to end. That was great. But the artist itself, one recently that I saw show in at Eastern Market area of DC was AC Newman from the New Pornographers, did The Slow Wonder from beginning to end. And it was fantastic. And I just saw a few days ago, tickets are going on sale for, I think, the 20th anniversary of the Hold Steady's album Separation Sunday, is an album that like, that album is etched in my, I mean, I'm borrowing some Craig Finn terms, so it's like etched in my soul. You know, it's just one of those great, great, great records. I know it from beginning to end, but I've got to travel to Minneapolis if I want to see that show. But, but just, I might do it. I don't know, man.
You just might.
Yeah. I love the Hold Steady, and I would love to see them do that album from beginning to end.
Wow. That's cool.
I can't believe it's 20 years old.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I know. One thing I'll mention really quick, Jim, is that when we were at Suburbs Fest out in Rockford, Coop showed me an app called Concert Archives, I believe it's called.
Yes.
And
you can go on there and follow people, and they put their shows that they're either have seen or going to see. And Coop's feed is quite interesting because he's got 501 bands that he's seen on this thing, which is mind-blowing. So I love it. So I'm on there, but I need to do a better job of updating my shows. But if anybody wants to check that out, it's pretty neat. You can definitely see some cool stuff.
Yeah, to do a quick plug for that app, it's one that I guess for Nicole and me, it was a little bit easier because one of the first episodes I ever did on here was our ticket stub book, right?
Right, right.
So we had it all laid out already with dates and who was there. So it was a little bit easier for us to add some, but it's a community based thing, right? So somebody can go in there and add a concert, and then so the ones that weren't already in there that we were able to add. It is a very 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 neat app if you haven't checked it out. Yeah, it's called Concert Archives, and I keep track of all of my upcoming shows and who I've seen and when and where. So
great. Okay. Do you have the bank of questions, Patrick? You want to pull out a question for
Adam?
I do.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to pull out a question now for you, Adam, randomly with my left hand. Here it is. I don't know. I guess Jim wrote this one. What do you think is a good Christmas gift for a parole officer?
Oh, a good Christmas gift for a parole officer. I can't think. Funny. I don't know. Andy?
I think I needed that advice a few months ago.
That was written some
time ago. And yeah, I really could have used your help here.
Holiday shopping time.
Yeah, exactly. You give him a different one. Give him a different one. That was no good.
Okay. Are you going to go my way?
Always.
All right. Very good. Very good. Adam Coop, everyone. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with another 10-minute podcast. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you then.
Hey, Kevin's to the party with a long black shawl. And the guys in the front lawn are making jokes about the white swan. Some nights we just need to get touched and rub up against something plush. Some nights it's just a crush. Yeah, and some nights it's bloodlust. She said we might use you later on, maybe right back here around dawn. And you came out to the ER drinking gin from a jam jar. And the nurse is making jokes about the ER being like an after bar. You know you're weak and you're feeding them coming up from the streets. You're up in your lawn getting soft. And I'm coming up the stairs and I'm coming from the streets. She said I love the guys you can't trust. Meet me here about dusk. Then I got born again. I got lost in all the lights, but it was okay in the end. And when we hit the Twin Cities, I didn't know that much about it. I knew Mary Tyler Moore, and I knew profane existence. I was keyed up, the keys jangled in the stalls. They counted money in the motels, they mostly sold it in the malls. And the carpet at the Thunderbird, there's a burn for every cowboy that got fenced in. She said you remind me of Rod Stewart when he was young. And you got passion and you think that you're sexy. And all the punks think that you're dumb. The guys around the lockers get a story about the stomach pump. And the guys behind the theater will find a body in the garbage dump.
Oh, a good Christmas gift for a parole officer.